No fear. No political correctness. No wokeism. You're listening to Underground USA.
Here's this morning's segment on the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, as broadcast on the Salem and Genesis Communications Networks to over 2 million people each and every night across the world.
Joining us right now with all kinds of great information, we've got the guru of undergroundusa.com. Notice I called him a guru. It's none other than Frank Silvato.
Mr. Captain.
They like you. They like you. Of course, it's 83 degrees on the porch over there, and they're out there enjoying the early morning refreshing air. All righty, there you go. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. They're always there when you need them. Now, they may be putting the cart ahead of the horse, but the Republican National Committee folks are coming out with statements like, with an expected GOP takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives following November's midterm elections, Republicans in the chamber are now poised to launch a slew of investigations aimed at dialing up the pressure on the Biden administration over a range of issues, namely border security to Hunter Biden to the origins of the pandemic and more.
It's an election tactic to gin up the base and further solidify them. To promise that things will be done after an election that, by all intents and purposes, looks like it's going the Republicans' way. I don't put it past Republicans to try to figure out how to shoot themselves in the foot before the election.
Yep.
But things do look like they're going to go their way. I would really like them not to telegraph what they're going to do to the Democrats before they actually get power enough to do it.
Sure.
Because you give them time to defend against this. And quite honestly, what's an investigation going to do? It's not going to do anything. Everybody knows the virus came from the Wuhan labs. Everybody knows it was, you know, the facts surrounding all of that are moot. We understand that already. Investigation into Hunter Biden. We know that already. It's a corrupt FBI and a politicized Department of Justice. How about if you don't do the investigation? How about if you just fix it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have another political grandstanding party like the Democrats always do. I don't need to have another shift party where we sit there and ogle the cameras and hog the microphones. Let's move beyond that and actually do some governing to fix the corruption in Washington. Fix the agencies, fix the departments, get rid of the political players in agencies and departments that aren't supposed to be politicized. Let's do the act of governing instead of showboating. That would be refreshing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, our friend George the Godfather is saying, good morning, Mr. Underground.
Good morning, George.
There you go.
I'm a guru, George. Did you know that?
Yep. Well, I said that. I did not mean that. By the way, speaking of gurus, the Republicans last night in the annual congressional baseball game put it on the Democrats 10-0. And I was watching this heavyset Democrat female run back towards the dugout, and she ran by the GOP dugout and gave them the finger. That wasn't very nice.
Well, she'll be able to do that on her way out of Washington after the election. How's that?
I did not recognize her, so I couldn't tell you who it was.
Yeah, because that's gonna pretty much be the score with a bunch of more zeros behind it in November.
Yep, I agree.
Nothing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep, I totally agree. Now, China had a two-hour call, President Biden and Xi. They had a two-hour call, and everybody seems to think that I've talked to, that China pretty much ate our lunch because they put President Biden back on his heels with the comment about be careful what you wish for or something like that. You might start a fire.
They said, if we keep pursuing what we're doing with Taiwan, those that are complicit and those who are actively involved with it, when you play with fire, you're going to catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what they said, a direct threat. to stop meddling in Taiwan. We don't want to have Nancy Pelosi over here. If she comes, she's going to trigger us. And then that could be the end for it all.
All right. Hold on there, my friend. Folks, we're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato, too. Don't go anywhere.
This
I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
He calls democracy messy, props up the Chinese Communist Party, praises Xi and his regime, known for violent oppression, invests in Chinese military companies. A defector? No. It's BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, the CEO of a major American company who's gone all in on China. Can he be more anti-American? Larry Fink, BlackRock. Taking your money, betting on China.
Message paid for by Consumers Research, an independent educational 501c3 nonprofit organization. Log on to www.consumerresearch.org to learn more.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll get back to Frank in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Check them out online, MossNissan.com, MossNissan.com, and then tell them the captain sent you and see what happens next. All righty, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right, I'm not sure, but I think we got Elliot and Wesley Chapel on the line, so let's try this. Elliot, 60 seconds, go for it.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Good morning. Over a month ago, Venezuela President Maduro traveled to Tehran and met with top officials, including the Ayatollah. Now, somehow, somewhere, Maduro claims he have over 50 tons of uranium, and the Iranians are interested. Also, Maduro have also given the green light for Venezuela to sell the Iranians 1 million hectares of farming land. America, Iranians in our backyard. This adds up to over 2.5 million acres, and the Iranians will be farming with Joe Biden open borders. This could very well be a class national security breach that would allow Iranian terrorists to enter through our southern border and bring harm to America. I'd like to hear Frank's opinion on that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Elliot. All right, Frank, we got to add another country to that. And it just dawned on me. You know who it is?
No, who is it?
Argentina, their neighbor.
Well, could be. Mm-hmm. But Elliot's got a damn good point. Mm-hmm. We've got things happening in the Western Hemisphere that shouldn't be happening in the Western Hemisphere. And right now, the Iranians they're laughing at the Biden administration. They don't care. They just actually froze all the cameras from the IAEA and said, we're just not going to turn them back on until you give us exactly what we want.
Yep.
So with them coming over and Maduro is tight with not only the Iranians, but he's tight with China and he's tight with the Russians. We do have a problem down in South America for sure in Venezuela. Argentina is starting to slip into that realm as well.
Yes.
Colombia just had an election where they're kind of slipping into that realm as well. So we've got trouble to the west, we've got trouble to the east, and now we've got trouble to the south. And Elliot is absolutely right. Without secure southern borders, now you've got an operational launch base in South America, in Venezuela.
Yeah.
The foreign policy of this administration, it's as if they're telegraphing that we surrender already. We don't have a strong footing anywhere in the world right now. And this guy just marches around saying everything is fine. Don't worry about it. Everything is great. Have some ice cream. Don't worry about it. We'll just send Hunter. Maybe you should send Hunter down to Venezuela to make some deals.
Yeah, he can negotiate the universal basic income that Argentina is trying to put together. That's not going to work either because they got no money.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll give you 30 bushel barrels of the currency down there, and maybe you can buy a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
This is another reason why cryptocurrency is starting to pick up steam with people all over the world, mm-hmm. because it gives them the opportunity to actually get into the wealth game a little bit without having to go through the central banks, which have mismanaged money since the advent of central banks.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal with Argentina that got my attention. 43% of adults have a job. 57% don't. And inflation has now soared above 60% and is still climbing. Now, it's not just Iran that's running around Argentina trying to do things. It's China and Russia.
Yeah, this is what China and Russia have been doing while we've been busy with gender pronouns and Black Lives Matter protests. They have been using their diplomatic corps and the wealth that they have from their natural resources to ingratiate themselves around the world, whether it's South America, Latin America, Africa, and in Asia. They've been busy doing global politics and global outreach, while the far left in this country has been telling us that we have to accept that a man wants to be a woman who wants to identify as a dog.
Mm.
You know, our priorities are so mixed up in this country when it comes to how we engage with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to be climate, and we have to have a correct gender pronoun with the negotiator going over to make sure that we talk about the climate. Because remember, Miami was supposed to be underwater almost 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we got to keep thumping that drum to make sure that the World Economic Forum can actually rule the world, because that's the vehicle they're using to actually get people interested in on the ignorant far left in this country.
Yep.
And what are China and Russia doing? Well, yeah, they're pretty much having footholds in every country surrounding us from top to bottom, east to west, north to south.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Not to be outdone, Janet Yellen, the gift that keeps on giving, was more than happy to pass along the news that we've entered a new phase of our recovery, but it's not a recession. It's an adjustment of our economy.
And remember, inflation was transitory.
That's right.
It was just transitory. This will be over in a second. Don't pay any attention to it. Just make sure to pull all your money out of your bank that you saved because you're going to need it for gas.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at a social media thread earlier this week that was talking about Yellen saying, don't worry about it. And I said, this woman couldn't balance her checkbook. And I can't. And all of a sudden, the trolls exploded. Where'd you get your PhD? She has a PhD. Where'd you get your PhD?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my PhD comes from Taxpayer University.
Mm-hmm.
This woman hasn't been right yet.
Nope.
And everything that's come out of her mouth has been a toady line parroted by people who with the same puppet strings that manage the President of the United States. She's a work of fiction when it comes to the economy. Remember, Republicans are half to blame for this, too, because they confirmed her as the Treasury Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Because presidents are due the people that they want in their cabinets. That's why we have Yellen. That's why we have Buttigieg. That's why we have a czar position for John Kerry that sits at the cabinet table because of climate.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have to stop the go-along, the get-along crap that they have been doing every time they get power. Or every time they have a seat at the table. The left never gives you that kind of thing. They never want to be inclusive, even though that's one of their buzzwords. They want to destroy you.
Right.
So I'm taking a page out of their book for the country.
Yep.
So the Republic can survive.
You're right. Okay, hold on. Frank's going to be right back with one more segment with me, so we're going to get into some more stuff here. And oh, by the way, Joe Biden said, not another foot of the border wall. Well, guess what's going on right now? Construction is resuming in Texas on the border wall. Thank you, Greg Abbott. We'll be right back.
This is America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Did you know that Yaupon is the only tea plant indigenous to the United States? Hi, I'm CJ, the owner of Emerald Coast Tea Company. We have a line of Yaupon teas and Yaupon tea blends that will open your eyes to tea that is literally made in the USA. Check out our entire line of teas at www.emeraldcoastteacompany.com. Honey, this ain't your mama's tea.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Frank Salvato, and good morning again, and thanks for sticking around.
Anytime and always, my friend.
Okay, we were talking during the break about a lot of different things, and there's several different directions we can go, but, you know, these clowns in Washington, D.C., they just don't care. They just don't care. We keep sending them messages. We keep telegraphing them. We keep doing all sorts of stuff. By the way, our representative, the people's representative in the White House press briefings, Peter Ducey, is doing a great job. Great job. Did you see what he did to little Frenchie yesterday, how he got her flustered?
Little Frenchie.
That's what I call her, little Frenchie.
Yeah, he's the only guy who actually asks questions that matter. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to answer them.
She's answering from a bullet-pointed list of approved answers. You know, you never thought that you could ever miss Jen Psaki, but I kind of miss Jen Psaki because at least she could weave some kind of fiction that was entertaining.
Yeah,
this girl's just an animatron. It's as if she's wearing an earpiece and somebody's in the control room. She's not even fun to watch.
Yeah. Now, we talked a little while ago, and we talked about China, we talked about saber rattling, we talked about what was going on there. But in the meantime, all of a sudden, over near the Ukraine, the United States Air Force is flying a bunch of F-22 Raptor fighting jets. They're headed into Poland this week as the Russian invasion of neighboring Ukraine enters its fifth month. Now, on Wednesday, U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Air Forces in Africa said that F-22s from the 90th Fighter Squadron, 3rd Wing from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska, had landed at the Royal Air Force Base near Lakenheath, England. Now, the fighters were stopping at RAF Lakenheath on their way to the 32nd Tactical Air Base in Lask, Poland.
Yeah, I do not understand the moves this administration is making around the world. They are saber-rattling global conflict with some of the moves they're making.
That's what that is.
Absolutely it is. And Vladimir Putin is going to take that as an invitation to respond. Just like Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, the Chinese will have to respond if she goes to Taiwan. And now Russia has to respond because we're sending those fighters over to Poland. They're moves of provocation. They're not supportive at all. There's ways for us to have gotten air superiority to the Ukrainians without flying our fighters, the United States fighters, into a bordering country, into a strike-capable bordering country. There are much better ways to have done it than that. That one gives Putin a green light to respond and to escalate what's happening over there.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. The Chinese are going to have to respond, otherwise they lose face. And in the Chinese culture, that's the worst thing that can happen. So we're forcing the hand. We're forcing Putin's hand to escalate in the East, and we're forcing China's hand to respond in Asia. What are we doing? Are we that inept with foreign policy? Obviously we are.
Yep.
But, I mean, to this extent, that we're saber-rattling a global conflict because they don't know this? And boy, do they have us at the place where they want us, these wonderful, wonderful, gotta-win-at-all-cost Democrats. Because we can't even impeach this idiot because we have a bigger idiot as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure to have our gender pronouns in place, because that's what we should be concerned about here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic terrorism, because now I guess the whole thing is that if you're white and Christian, you're a terrorist.
Yep.
And boy, if you don't believe in the climate change propaganda and you don't have the correct pronouns and you're a white Christian, whoa, you're just an enemy of the state. They should just march you off to a gulag, and maybe they can implement some of the things that the Third Reich used to do to make sure that we're not around anymore. That's how stupid the left is in this country. We're saber-rattling global conflict with two world powers, both nuclear, and we're too worried about gender pronouns and climate change here at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, today we'll bring the final read on consumer sentiment. The expectation is for the University of Michigan gauge to remain unchanged from the deeply depressed level recorded at mid-month. It may even show some sort of improvement since gasoline prices, until 2 days ago, had stayed low. They dropped down. Now they're back up 30 cents a gallon all around the country. Now, perhaps the most important part of the report will be on inflation expectations. So, has Fed Chair Jerome Powell convinced the public that he really will bring inflation all the way down to 2% in the foreseeable future? I find it hard to believe.
I'll wait to see what happens tomorrow. These prognostications about the economy, as long as Congress keeps spending, 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 they're going to be voting on another spending bill. It's not trillions, but it's hundreds of billions. So now that number doesn't seem so much. Doesn't seem so much when it's only $600 billion, now that we've been playing with multiple trillion-dollar bills.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep spending like this. So yeah. Jerome Powell with the Federal Reserve, not a government agency, by the way, but a central bank and a conglomerate of the biggest bankers in the United States who only look out for the banks. They do not care about the average American. They only care about the health of the banks. Read The Creature from Jekyll Island if you don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a longer book, but it explains it very, very well. Don't ever believe that the Federal Reserve is looking out for the little guy, because they are not.
All right, let me drift over here because I'm running out of time here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric.
Okay, I've only got 30 seconds, so make it good.
Yeah, roger that real quick. I have to echo Frank's sentiments and many other people's sentiments regarding what's going on in Ukraine and in Eastern Europe. What are we doing? This is not our fight. It's not even NATO's issue. It is the European Union's issue to deal with the Russian Federation as it goes with what's going on in Ukraine and how corrupt Ukraine has documentarily been for the past decade at least. Okay, and that goes back into the Soviet era also. This is not our fight, and I feel that the current administration is exceptionally weak and using the historical precedents set by our nation's armed forces as a bludgeon to protect them from, how should I say, exceptional justifiable scrutiny of their fecklessness. And I just want to leave it there. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify.
All right. Well, he's got a point there, but I'll tell you what, it goes deeper than that. I think, you know, Democrats are the ones that have started the wars, by the way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he's absolutely right about Ukraine, too. It is a corrupt country. That's why the Bidens were intrinsically involved there for so many years before he got the White House.
All right. See you Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, George, I agree with you. That could be interesting. Nancy Pelosi might get kidnapped by China. Wouldn't that be interesting? We'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Please like the episode on the platform you're listening to us on, leave a comment if it lets you, and share us with your friends and family. Our influence grows when you share our podcast. And don't forget to sign up for our Substack, which comes directly to you, subverting the interference of the internet gatekeepers and social media censors. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Salvato. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Judson Carroll of the Southern Appalachian Herbs Podcast. My new book, Growing Your Survival Herb Garden for Preppers, Homesteaders, and Everyone Else, is really for everyone. No matter where you live, whether you're in a homeowners association or you have a nice big farm, or even if all you have is a balcony and an apartment, you can grow the herbs you need for your health, for your family's health, and be ready to face any circumstance that comes your way. I make growing herbs easy, practical, and fun, actually. So look for this book. It's on Amazon if you want a print copy, or you can contact me directly for an ebook. Find me at judsoncarroll.com. Thanks, and I know you will enjoy this book.